It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A supermarket's fitness test during an interview has applicants dropping and doing push-ups.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin, back to you for the news. Brought to you by Global Credit Union. It is a Wear Red Friday, and that means we wear red on Fridays because we'd like to remember everyone deployed, R-E-D.
I have my red right there. I took it off.
I have red on today.
Yeah. Kevin did. Bruce did. Steve did. Monty did.
The whole crew. Man, all red today. Mm-hmm. What an effort.
Yeah.
Too bad we don't have Warren here wearing a green shirt.
All right.
Oh, guys, I forgot.
Oh, I'll put a red pin on. Well, that works. I mean, it's fine.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and do some news, shall we? Do you want me to get my mom's blood pumping first?
I feel like
it. Blood pumping in a good way, not a bad way.
Okay. Well, then yes, for sure.
No, blood boils when it's bad.
That's correct.
I don't want her blood to boil. I want it to pump.
I think that happens just by accident with you around, so you don't need to try.
In the first major update in 4 years, Collins, the makers of the Scrabble Dictionary, have added 2,000 new words.
Oh, whoa.
What?
2,000 new words, Mom. My mom loves Scrabble. She loves playing against it. Julio, she loves playing against herself sometimes.
Okay, that one's a little odd, but I didn't understand.
I mean, she just plays two different hands.
Does she win or no?
Yeah, she always wins that one.
Okay,
but
cool.
I do think she does pretend that one of the hands is someone else.
Well, yeah, I think that's fair. And then I'm curious, your mom's too honest for this, but I'm just curious if she's playing against herself, she's pretending like, okay, I'm playing against Bruce, and oh, Bruce lost because Bruce didn't know the word upload. You're like, oh, you try less for your quote-unquote opponent. But your mom's too honest for that.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, she would.
Here are some of the new words that you could be using. Yeet.
Yeet.
Yeet. Y-E-E-T.
That's what they say down south. Yeet.
Yeet.
Yeet yet?
Come on in. Yeet.
Yeet yet?
Come on in. Yeet.
Nibbling.
You know what that is?
What?
Not like nibbling on something. It's not two B's. It's just one. It's like sibling with an N. That is for a gender neutral term for nieces and nephews. So... instead of calling them my niece or my nephew, I just say, those are my nibblings.
Yeah.
Never heard of such a thing. Floof.
Ain't going to hear it again either.
Floof. You know what a floof is, Bruce?
Yeah.
Same as a fluff. No, I don't.
They say floof is something.
Left the floof in the trunk.
It's something to do with Instagram, but I've never heard of it.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. Wow. These are all words Bruce will never need to know.
They did a lot of work with the word bougie.
Okay.
A lot of work with bougie, making it bougier, bougiest. Bougie. What? Bougiest. How do they do it twice? I don't understand. Bougie. Is it spelled different?
I don't know.
It is. Yeah. That's confusing, Scrabble. This is just going to start fights.
Yes, that's correct.
You have to have, in order to play this, you have to have the dictionary on hand.
So you can prove it.
Agreed?
Yeah, I think that's
right.
Yeah,
because otherwise you're just like, well, no, that's not how you spell bougie. Yeah, it is. Look, it's the alternate spelling.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
How do you spell it, Kevin?
Don't like it. I spell it B-O-U-J-I.
I spell it N-E-X-T. Next.
You don't like the word bougie?
No, I just went the next
story. What's it mean?
I'm just kidding.
What's it mean?
Hey, Monty.
Kevin, I am just messing
right
with you. I'm just messing with
no,
you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What, you want to fight?
Yep. Bring it.
Just stick your nose in a
Let's
hydrant
go.
And fight for air.
Come on. Go.
Monty has a knife.
Kevin, what is the definition of it for Bruce?
Yeah.
Bougie, to be like super fancy, I believe. Bougie is, you want to be like high end. You wear bougie clothes would be.
Oh, I think I have it.
Trying
for you,
to be
Bruce.
All fancy and.
Maybe he'll understand this one, Kevin. In the world of coffee.
Oh, coffee.
That's good. See, now we've got him interested.
Yeah. Ooh, coffee.
So you would order a cup of coffee, a black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin would order, what would be like your drink order, Kevin, at a coffee stand?
Yeah, I mean, now, if I, back in the day Jay, yeah. I would drink something, I would get a, you know, a chai tea latte with almond milk.
And? Wasn't there some sort of drizzle?
Maybe a drizzle of something. Yeah, yeah.
Sprinkles.
That, yeah. It's a little bougie for the coffee order.
Bougie, all right.
Yeah. Bougie. So that, does that help you understand?
Okay. Oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%. It means
decadent or extreme or extravagant.
Yeah, wanting to be fancy at some point, yeah. So there you go. You probably won't use that word, but you know what? Maybe you will now at coffee if somebody like wants to put even creamer in there.
One of the old guys that I put coffee with, it's a little smart.
Yeah, you're like, it's a little bougie on the coffee order. Yeah. And then you watch your friends turn and look at you.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, you're going to need to remember that.
Do it phonetically.
B-O-O.
Yeah,
G-E-E.
Bougie.
Story number two.
Wait, is that not how you spell it?
Multiple spellings, Steve. Yeah.
They gone and did it.
What they do?
Undoed it.
Miners have unearthed the second biggest diamond ever recorded.
Pretty impressive for people under 18.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it.
It's
in the paper.
492 carat stone.
Wow.
Unearthed in Botswana.
What did you say? Say that again.
Botswana?
2,492 carat stone.
Oh, 2,000. I didn't hear the 2,000. I'm sorry.
You thought he had the wrong size of it?
I was going to reprimand him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the value of that thing? It looks insanely large.
Well, Jay, I mean, like a 2-carat ring is ridiculously expensive, right?
Oh, for sure. Is it? It's what would you relate it size-wise to? Like a baseball?
Oh, it's bigger than that. It's more like a softball, I would think.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say
anything? I don't know. Baseball.
Let's see.
Bottom of his nose to the top of his eyes.
Yeah. But,
hard ball.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. But still. That's does it say how many cuts they can get out of that or how many?
A million.
I know, right?
It's so funny because do you feel like if you saw that thing, you wouldn't think it was a diamond because it's so big?
No.
Like if you were just like digging it up, you'd be like, oh, it looks like one of those quartz rocks or something. Right. You know, like, I've passed up on a multi-million-dollar diamond because I thought it was too big.
Now, here's the thing. They're like, they don't know. Just because it's big doesn't mean that it's...
Oh, for value?
It doesn't mean that it's a high quality.
Right, I got you. Yeah.
Okay? Oh. So they do not know yet whether it will be a high... That it will yield high quality gems, but just the size alone,
I think it's 4 months,
could make it worth tens of millions.
May I interrupt?
Please do, Bruce.
Yes, Bruce.
You have the newspaper.
In the newspaper where you get information.
Yes, sir. Not the internet.
Some of it's factual, but anyway, there was a. I lost my thing here.
Oh, see,
can I
just
interrupt?
Like, dang it. Now you read the whole story yet.
Scroll down to the bottom.
Okay, I'm scrolling. A smaller diamond from the same mine drew $63 million.
Holy smokes.
Back in 2016.
Back in the day.
So even if this rock is not the highest quality, it's still going to be tens of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And if it is a high quality, look out. It still does not break the world record, though. The world record, 3,106 carat stone that was found in South Africa in 1905 and was cut into 9 separate stones.
Man.
Wow.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
Now form part of the British Crown Jewels.
Oh, there you go.
The old family jewels.
Yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I have a story to tell you.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, like.
Okay.
Kevin James.
Our friend Warren.
Yes.
Texted me in the middle of the week.
That's a good story, Bruce. Thank you.
Good story, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warren texted.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We have Bruce here. We have Monty here. We have everybody else here that we normally have. And a chance to qualify for the last chance, I should say, today is to qualify for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes. That's 4 tickets to Silverwood for this season and a 2-night stay at the Silver Mountain Resort. So a fun little Silver to Silver staycation, if you will. We'll qualify some folks here. In fact, we could do it with password, Kevin. Do they want somebody to pick who they think should win?
That's fine with me.
We need 2 teams here. We invented this game. Gosh, when was it that we invented this
game? Forever
ago. It's just been so long.
I was a baby.
Yeah, Kevin was very little. We call it Password, and then they took it and they made a TV show out of it. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, on and on. In fact, it's back on TV now.
The password is...
Right, exactly. That's what they did. And we're going to play it right now. 509-441-0999. We'll let you, as a listener, guess which team is going to win. If you guess correctly, you will win. If not, then everybody else who's listening will have a chance to win. We'll just take one caller.
Oh, good.
We got to pick teams between the four of us in here. Who wants to go? You two guys want to rock, paper, scissors to see who your partner is?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Bruce has the scissors. Monty had the paper. Bruce, you can choose your partner.
I'm going to choose Kevin just because
right. I do. I feel like we had a bond. I'm glad you said that.
No, we was fighting earlier, so.
Well, and you guys, if memory serves, you lost last time, too.
So that seems sad that you remember that, Monty. Yeah,
felt like a bond.
I don't know. He's feeling good about it today, and that's all that really matters. Let's see. I was going to look it up. When Password started on TV after we invented it. Looks like
1974.
74 is correct, Bruce. Yeah, so Kevin, you're right. You really? Were a baby.
I was.
Yeah.
That, four-year-old.
So we invented the password back when Kevin was less than four.
It was a good year.
Impressive. I mean, honestly, you know. Yeah. Amanda, who do you think's going to win? How are you, Amanda, first of all?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. What's your weekend look like?
It looks like working.
Oh.
It's like what?
Working.
Oh, I thought you said hunting. I'm like, okay.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Everybody's working on the weekend.
Thank you.
I was helping you. I knew where it was going.
Is that a normal thing for you, Amanda, or is this a different schedule this weekend?
Nope. It's a normal thing. I own a dog shop and
groom and dog.
I heard dog saw.
What days do you normally take off then?
Sunday and Monday.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday, probably a busy day for dog grooming.
Well, you're not barking up the wrong tree there, Kevin.
How many how many of your furry friends will you go through in a regular Saturday?
I don't know if that's how we phrase it. But...
Between 6 and 12, depending on if they're big hairy beasts or little muffins.
Yeah.
What a sweet way of talking about a dog.
Little muffins.
Dude, no offense to anyone who may be listening, but do you have a favorite or least favorite breed of dog, Amanda?
You know, I like just mutts, wiry, scraggly mutts.
Yeah. Probably have the best personalities, not so high-strung.
Well, you'd really
strong.
Like Bruce, then.
All right, Amanda, the teams are Monty and me and Kevin and Bruce. Which team do you think is going to win the round of Password this time?
I'm going to say Kevin and Bruce.
Okay, all right. I like the choice, too.
Feels like a bond.
All right, hold on, Amanda. We'll see how we do here, and then we'll qualify you if you are absolutely correct. All right, Steve. So let's see. Kevin, let's just you and I take our headphones off. Make
GLJ.
It easy. Okay,
okay. That works. Okay, here we go.
We'll take it off.
All right. The password is treasure.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bruce, for the thumbs up.
Sorry.
We appreciate that.
I should have given you a thumbs up. My bad.
You work here.
So good. Who's going first
for now.
Here, Bruce or Monty?
For now.
Yeah, you got the pick. So
Bruce,
goes
which
first.
Do you
Bruce,
go
you
first.
Get to go first. Okay. I'm looking at you. I'm honing in here.
Lock in. Locked and loaded.
Oh, jewels.
Say diamond.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
That was a good guess.
Island.
Doggone it.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Can I say it again?
No.
No, you can't.
Island.
No.
I just said it.
No, whatever them are.
I think we're out of time, maybe.
Hawaiian. Geez. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Box.
Everybody knows, Kevin.
What in the world?
So easy.
Heirloom. I'm wrong, obviously.
I thought he said everybody knew a minute ago.
Chest.
Treasure.
Very nice. Treasure Island. Yeah, okay,
everybody
I get it.
Everybody knew it.
Everybody knew it.
1 point. Monty, you and Bruce, take your headphones off here, and we'll see if we can have as much struggle with this one. Yeah.
All right. Ooh. Let's do... All right. Marathon. The password is...
Monty, not yet.
Sorry.
Go for it, Steve. Go for it, Steve.
The password... All right. Should I change it up?
No, no. I don't care. It's fine.
We're good.
The password is... Marathon.
I mean, it just takes Steve a half an hour to give us the password. Okay, good. We're good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Jaybird, you're so first.
I am. Boston
Celtics.
Good guess, Monty. Good guess.
Yeah.
Not right though.
Clue too, Jay. Half.
Boston half.
Worst clue I've ever
I know it was.
Well, I'll go with baked beans.
I'm going to ignore that, I think.
Race.
Marathon.
Thank you.
Very nice, Monty.
Thank you.
Half.
Half.
And I get it.
And
but
a Boston race. I mean, come on. Let's
I
go.
Thought Bruce had it after Boston. But he was on baked beans.
Boston
I don't think
beans.
It would have mattered what we did.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
If he had baked beans.
All right, Kevin. Let's
change.
All right, okay, we're on to the next one.
All right, the password is spider.
Okay.
What's the candy
first.
One? What's the candy one
first.
That tastes like
we're
baked
first.
Beans?
Okay. You ready?
Remember that? There was the candy.
Yeah, I can't remember what those are supposed to be called.
Bruce, what was that candy that was like, wasn't it Boston baked beans?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
The candy was too.
Yeah, it was
hard
terrible.
Candy coated. It was awful.
It was awful.
But then the beans themselves are great.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
All right. We're first.
Okay, Monty.
Arachnid.
Say spider.
Thank you.
Spider. I don't know. How many rounds do we have to win before we win the game?
I mean, settle down. We're gonna get hot here.
Okay. All right, one more, Bruce.
Okay,
Bruce and Monty,
wait,
take your headphones
more?
Off.
Is this maybe, for all the marbles then?
We could do two more, but
20 more. Yeah, we gotta tie it up.
Pretty good.
All right.
We'll see. Nothing.
I don't know if you'll get this one, but we'll see.
What do you mean won't get it?
All right, fine. Well, then you will. All right, the password is. Garlic.
Hey, hurry up.
All right, we're good.
I said it already. My first clue?
Yes, go ahead.
Knock it on my window.
Clove.
That's good.
Clove? Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what that stuff is. I can't think of the name. Spice. No.
Jay's evil laugh. Pungent.
I didn't say smoke, but I did.
Nope.
This is a dumb clue, but maybe it'll get him there. Vampire?
Attaboy.
That's not bad.
Attaboy, Kevin.
That's pretty good.
Shoot. Yeah.
You know the stuff, and you just can't think of the name.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give the first letter?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
First four letters.
give the first five letters. Shoot. You know what, Bruce? Here's what I'm going to do. Amanda.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Maybe she might have missed the clue. All right.
Okay. Go ahead. I can't even guess.
So we got clove, vampire.
Pungent.
Pungent.
Yeah.
Fries.
Fries. Oh, okay.
Yes, please.
Yes.
I don't know if we have some available, but yes.
Potato?
We're only on till 10.
Sweet potato. As I
no. Kevin?
See, this is why I had my doubts.
Oh.
I honestly thought it should have been in the first clue.
I thought so, too.
And then second clue, Jay,
and
for sure.
And then third, for sure.
Yeah. I will say toast. I don't know. No, I meant bread. Sorry. Did I just say toast? Well, I meant
bread.
Bread.
Good.
Well, it could be both. Two things can be true.
It could be toast, too.
So what are our clues so far? Clove, pungent, vampire, fries, bread.
Fries and bread. Come on.
Who thought of this word? What do you eat with spaghetti?
Spaghetti sauce.
Parmesan cheese, French bread.
How about
the Jay and Kevin Show? Jay Daniels.
Max and I actually keep in pretty good touch. Don't we?
Yeah. Sorry about that, Max. Yeah.
Sorry.
But we do appreciate it.
Kevin James.
My own version of the Make-A-Wish.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, as if that fun game wasn't enough, a little entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Let's see. I did want to do the Lainey Wilson story. It was funny because they were talking about how, you know, obviously she's extremely popular. She's done a ton of, you know, collaborations. Obviously, Lainey is a superstar. And it's not, it's one of those, oh boy, she really rose to fame quickly. But, you know, that's of course never true. And then the conversation came up about when she went pretty much going viral for her rear end.
Yeah.
And they
the old
asked her.
Dump truck, as the kids call it.
Uh huh. And they asked her about it and stuff. And she's like, you know, well, people were like, oh, she was probably embarrassed by some of those viral videos, so that's probably why she lost weight. And she's like, or I could just be working my tail off, you know, 7 days a week and right. being on the road and just taking better care of myself. She goes, or that could be it.
Yeah, I don't think, and listen, her, it wasn't like it was a negative.
No.
Right?
No, and it was.
I mean, it helped make her.
Well, people learned her name.
More famous, yeah. right off the bat, for sure.
She was funny, though. She was.
It is weird if you see a picture of her side by side from.
Sure, yeah.
When she, you know, had a pretty big backside to now just a very regular size.
Yeah, she's like, you know, I'm 90 minutes a day running around up and down stairs, going crazy, having fun, playing concerts. And then she says, if you ain't got nothing better than to sit around and talk about somebody's weight, it's weird.
That is fair.
That is valid.
Yeah, very fair. Yeah. So good job on Lainey. Stevie, what was your story in there, buddy?
Well, I just saw, this is kind of a cool thing. I mean, you see all the time those like military welcome back home type situations or videos or what have you.
Yep.
Okay. So at, I believe this was a Jason Aldean concert, he had a guy who, First Class Petty Officer Blake Darling. He returned home from a deployment after 10 months, and Jason brought him on stage, and his family was there, the whole thing, and it was a nice little reunion.
Yeah.
Did they not know? Was it a surprise?
Yeah, it was a surprise. Yeah.
Okay, so the family, he just called him out on stage, and it was like, oh my God, that's our dad.
Yeah, dad's here. Yeah.
So kind of one of those nice touching moments of a return, that type of thing. Posted on the Coyote Country Facebook page.
Yeah, it's a cool one because I think he has two kids or something like that. And then all of a sudden your dad's right there and you had no idea he was coming home.
That's solid cool.
Yeah,
we always like those.
Very impressive. Those are awesome.
I love the ones they do like at the school or something too where the, you know, the kids are just at school and all of a sudden, you know, dad
walks in the
shows
classroom.
Up at the assembly or whatever it is. Yeah, those get me.
Like the school mascot or something, and he's in the costume. And,
yeah.
The ones that make me smile, too, I mean, I love those with the kids and everything, is the dog ones. Have you seen the dog?
I have not seen it.
Oh, my gosh, Monty.
Right?
Where the dog sees the...
Yes, I mean, and it's usually something like an Irish Setter or a Golden Retriever or something. They just go absolutely
they
bonkers.
Go crazy, yeah.
There's the one where the dog, like, jumps up on the guy and, like, just can't stop wiggling.
That's
it's fun. It's just a good feel-good smile.
Same reaction humans have in their heart. They just don't quite display it as well.
That's
awesome. Cool story.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, Monty, you had what story that I wanted to hear about? Because what happened? You were supposed to be home. Anyway, you had the classic airline 3-hour delay, but it wasn't for the classic reason.
There's a couple things. It got delayed. I'll call it naturally or organically because they had to move gates. But this is the fun part. So I'm just going to read. I subscribed to text messages. I was supposed to leave at 6:50 p.m. from Dallas-Fort Worth, straight flight home.
Right.
And so I got there early.
You're thinking to yourself, this is awesome, direct flight. Yeah, right. Wow, look at me go.
So I got there early just because I had nothing else to do, so I might as well just go to the airport and wait.
Right.
So the initial gate was A4, right? Just
love it.
Okay, so...
Easy to get to.
Dallas-Fort Worth. A12. Dallas-Fort Worth is a city.
It's massive.
That airport is a city.
It's got trains that'll get you between... terminals.
Absolutely.
It's got A through E on terminals. And so this is a succession of gate changes. I'm just gonna go through these rapidly. It started out A4. 10 minutes later, D4.
Oh.
10 minutes later, A36. Okay, keep in mind.
Are you starting to walk at that point, and then you have to turn back over the other direction?
So there's a train.
So you're jumping
goes,
on.
I kept going on the train.
Oh, Monty, that is ridiculous.
Okay, so we're at A36.
It's not
right?
like it went A4 to A6.
No. We didn't stay in the same concourse
Z39.
Right. Bingo.
So now I'm at A36, which is quite a ways away.
That
from,
seems like it, yeah.
From D4.
Yeah, imagine that.
And then it moves to... A29, which, well, that's not too bad. Right. Didn't have to get on a train for that one.
Right.
And then it goes to A19.
Okay.
Well, again,
a little longer walk.
Which really would have been nice.
But then we go
40.
To A37.
Oh, that's all the way back the other way. Yeah.
Oh, wait. C35 next.
Oh, terminal bingo.
Keep in mind that I was on a train and it was changing gates when
while
I was
on
the train
it.
Going to the other place.
That's crazy.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
Do you think
oh,
the boy. Guy who's just doing the gate assignments is just having fun? He's like, watch this.
Yeah. Well, it's still going, Jay. And so I went from C35 to B6.
Now, holy smokes.
That involves a train stop.
Imagine. Mm-hmm.
Finally lands at B17, where it then delays.
And then it's delaying for a different reason. For,
right.
Yeah.
And then
goodness.
And then there was a slight, we'll just call it a passenger scuffle that I was actually witness to on the way in. And it was willing to defend one of the
participants.
The plaintiffs.
Right.
Anyway, that delayed us another hour and a half. So
holy
I should have been
smokes,
home at 8:30 last night. Got home at 11.
I don't think I've ever heard that many gate changes before.
Yeah, that's a
so
bunch.
It ended up
holy
being
cow.
It ended up being 8 total gate changes in a 3-hour period.
That's crazy. Literally think that was just the guy up there just having a little fun with it.
I'm getting fired tomorrow. Watch this.
Right, he's on the closed circuit TV. Look at these guys. What should we choose next? M4
so
on the bingo card.
And you know how you get to a gate and you're finally, okay, this is our landing gate. This is the gate that we're
going
to
settle
stand.
In. Yeah.
Everybody was commiserating. I mean, they were.
I'm sure.
I mean, everybody had been running around the entire airport for the better part of 3 hours.
That's so dumb.
That's insane.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Next.
Okay.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oh, boy.
Kevin James.
Mighty oak.
Driftwood.
Great answer.
Old and dried up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, we're going to qualify some folks here for the... It's the final day to
Let's
qualify for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes. It's the 4 tickets to Silverwood for this season. And then a 2-night stay at the Silver Mountain Resort. Just kind of a little staycation, easy little fun trip for you. We'll qualify you here in just a little bit. But right now, we got to play a game. We'll play a little buzzword with Monty and with Bruce. And me and Kev, and I guess Steve has the cards. Am I assuming correctly?
You are.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
All right. Well, you guys are in it for just yourself here.
Okay.
Oh.
And is this a blurred out thing?
I think that's the best.
It is.
Ring in with your name. Cause
no, just blurt it out.
It's a blurt out.
Yeah.
And one and done, right?
You blurt.
When'd you blurt? Then
although, wait, which, this one, this
no,
is
you could,
buzzword?
It's buzzword, yeah. So you, but you're still done if you blurt, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You only get to blurt one per word. All right.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, what's our word today, Steve? What's the first word?
The first word is top, T-O-P.
Remember, the word top will be in every answer. I'll repeat that. The word top will be in every answer. I know Warren would be like, bingo. Nope, the word top was not in the answer. So here we go.
All right, number one, having the first and biggest name on the market.
Top dog.
Monty, 1 point.
What, was it top dog?
No,
was,
not top dog.
I don't think so. Okay.
Top of the charts?
No, you don't get one word.
No.
Do you want me to finish the
top of the marquee?
Yeah.
Yeah, finish the
there you go, Kevin.
Kevin with a point.
Marquee would have never got that.
Oh, wait. No, wait. No, that was on the top of the marquee. I'm sorry. So, hold on. It actually wasn't that.
Wait. Read the clue.
That is the right thing.
No, it's having the first and biggest name on the marquee.
Oh.
I know what it is.
I do, too. Come on, Bruce.
Top line?
Top
billing.
No. I'll give
top billing,
Bruce.
Yeah.
Top billing. Give that one to Bruce.
Yeah. Bruce, 1 point for not making a mistake.
I was reading the rest of it, and that's why I said marquee.
Yeah.
Well, 1 point, Bruce.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, Bruce is in the lead.
Wait, say it again so that everybody can absorb it.
Bruce is in the lead.
All right.
He's excited. He's top dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Classified information.
Top secret.
Ooh. That was...
That'd be me.
Jay. It was Jay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jay, are you keeping track of score?
I am, sure that's what I do.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Because I'm sure not.
Carpenter's song, Looking Down on Creation.
Top of the World?
Nice.
That is it. Amen. Well, top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find. Wow. Very Who's good. Old? Raise your hand. Yay.
I unfortunately did not know that one, guys.
Yeah. Or fortunately.
Yeah. Go either way on that.
Yeah. 1 point Monty, 1 point Bruce. Kevin's not on the board yet. Whoopsie.
Well, maybe with this one. Here we go. Casey Kasem counted that.
Top 40 countdown.
The weekly top 40.
That's Jay. That was Jay 100%.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Was that it? Was the right answer?
Yeah, that was the right answer.
There we go.
Very good. Nicely done.
Very nice.
Instant stuffing brand.
Top stove stuffing.
Kevin.
I was like top stove. I'm like, no, that's not it.
Thank you for a food one, Steve. Got me on the board.
Hey, man. Thank the cards, not me.
Yeah, that's right.
First rate.
Top hat.
Top notch.
Top notch.
Kevin with a...
Now he's on a roll.
On a roll. Look out. Get out of the way. This guy's coming through. Awake. Somebody, yeah. Somebody had a donut.
Call him Butter because he's on a roll, baby. in utter disorder or confusion.
Topsy-turvy.
Yeah, nicely done, Monty.
Dang it.
Whoa, really? Whoa, wow. Whoa.
Right there with you.
I was going to say, this one's kind of hard, yeah, but yeah.
Holy bull.
Rotate like a child's toy.
Spin like a top.
That was
nice,
Jay.
Nice. Yep. All right. Headwear that goes...
Top hat.
Nice.
Dang.
You were sitting on that one, weren't
you? I was sitting on that one.
All right. This is the last one for top. Save them from cereal boxes and redeem them...
Box
from-
top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you ever do that as a kid, Bruce? To have those? Remember they had those little coupon things on the top of the...
Saved them for school. And
yeah, you got points or something, didn't you?
Seemed like it.
I can't remember. Did you get prizes or something for those?
Yeah.
Box tops?
I think you did, right?
You could buy a little, I think they had a little, like a store you could buy.
Something like, so you could buy something that was worthless with your box tops or something like that. Or maybe you got pencils or something. I can't remember what it was. All right, Monty's got a 4-3 lead. Four to Monty, 3 for me. Kevin with 2. Bruce, remember when you were in the lead?
I remember that one time.
It was a while ago.
It was only 9 questions ago. No problem.
It's a couple minutes.
Yeah. All right, we do another one here real quick, and we'll get through it. We'll see who wins the championship.
Oh, okay.
No pressure. Right. Bruce got a long way to go. Sorry.
What's the word?
Let's do this one.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
What is it?
Berry.
Berry?
You like that?
Berry?
Yeah, B-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. Berry.
B-E-R-R-Y.
Here we go.
Okay.
Johnny B. Goode's creator.
Chuck Berry.
Nice.
Isn't that B-A-R-R-Y, though?
No.
No. Thanks for asking.
Just checking.
Hanna-Barbera's Hillbilly Dog?
Huckleberry Hound.
Yep.
Said Huckleberry
Finn. Do I get it? Because I started with the Huckle?
Sure, why not?
Half point at least? Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Die Another Day's Bond Girl.
Halle Berry.
I knew you were going to get
that
one.
Okay, of course.
You better get that one, Kevin.
Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and...
Captain Crunch.
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Yeah, Captain Crunch. Good one.
Good one. Berry's the
word. Not a berry. I know, but he already said berry in the thing.
Oh, it's fine.
I thought he was like, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
But spelled different. Oh, right. No. Spelled the same way.
Okay. Hush now.
Okay, I will. No, I can't. I got to give the clue. Okay. California theme park.
Knott's Berry Farm.
I think Kevin.
Who got that one?
Kevin, did you say Knott's Berry Farm? Yeah. Kevin with 5, Monty with 5, I have 4. Bruce, how you doing?
Hey. I got one.
I'm here.
That's right.
Prince's song about a pink hat.
Raspberry Beret.
Nice.
Raspberry Beret.
Oh, somebody had a donut.
Time to
you would know that one.
Secondhand star.
Got him, Bruce.
got him.
You would know that one.
All right. Here we go round the...
Mulberry Bush.
Mulberry Bush.
Oh, wow.
80s red-haired cartoon and toy smash.
Strawberry
shortcake.
I'm Kevin on the finish.
Monty had it, but
yeah, I think Kevin on the finish. I think Kevin on the total.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Sawyer's pal.
Huckleberry Finn.
Finn.
You did what I did. I did Huckleberry
Wait,
Finn
did
for the dog.
Wait, did you say that, Bruce?
I didn't say a word. No, sir.
Who said
I didn't say a word.
Who said Finn? Kevin?
I said Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin got that one.
Okay.
Huckleberry Hound.
I was like, I knew it.
I called the dog Huckleberry Finn earlier.
That's great.
We're even.
All right, this is the last one. I don't know if you'll get this. Captain Crunch's spotted cohort.
Crunchberry Beast.
Jay!
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Made a weird noise and everything. Yeah, I remember that one. Kevin with the win. Let's give it up for Kevin.
Hey, what a comeback.
Yeah, that's a lesson for all you kids out there. When things look bleak and you're down and you're out.
Go pick the berries.
Just don't quit, man. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. You never know when your time is coming.
Wow.
I feel inspired, Jay.
I do, too.
I am so inspired.